This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has conducted another test at a satellite launch site to bolster its strategic nuclear deterrence. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
North Korea gave few details about its Saturday afternoon test, which occurred at a satellite launch facility. It's the same site where the North last week conducted what analysts say was a rocket engine test. North Korea appears to be preparing for a test of a long-range missile or satellite launch vehicle, both of which would likely use ballistic missile technology. North Korea has given the U.S. until the end of the year to drop what it says is its hostile policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has ignored the North Korean deadline. He's also slowly ramped up rhetoric against the North, recently referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
New Zealand divers searched contaminated waters near the volcanic White Island for two remaining bodies on Saturday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
New Zealand divers searched for two remaining bodies on Saturday near the site of a volcano eruption on the uninhabited White Island. The death toll from Monday's disaster has now risen to at least 15, and more than two dozen people are still hospitalized, most with extreme burns injuries. The remains of six people were successfully recovered on Friday after a military team in gas masks and hazmat suits landed on White Island. The White Island volcano is a popular tourist destination for day trippers. There has been criticism that tourists were allowed on the island at all, given signs of increasing tremor activity in the days before the eruption.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. A Congolese city at the center of the Ebola epidemic has again come under attack from rebels, leaving at least six people dead. The attack comes just days after Congo's military began stepping up its efforts to fight armed groups in the area. For news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A court in Sudan convicted former President Omar al-Bashir of money laundering and corruption on Saturday, sentencing him to 2 years in a rehabilitation facility. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
This is the first verdict in a series of legal proceedings against al-Bashir, who was also wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and genocide linked to the Darfur conflict in the 2000s. The verdict came a year after Sudanese protesters first began their revolt against al-Bashir's authoritarian rule. During his 3 decades in power, Sudan landed on the U.S. list for sponsoring terrorism, and the country's economy has been battered by years of mismanagement and American sanctions. Al-Bashir has been in custody since April, when Sudan's military stepped in and removed him from power after months of nationwide protest. The uprisings eventually forced the military into a power-sharing agreement with civilians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson traveled to the northern part of the country Saturday to thank voters for backing his Conservative Party.
I want to thank all of you for the trust that you have placed in us, in the Conservative Party, and in me. And I know how difficult it was, and it can be, to make that kind of decision.
Johnson won a majority of 80 seats, his party's biggest election win in 30 years. The U.S. and China have signed a new trade agreement. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The UN climate talks appear to be in trouble. Countries remain deadlocked in talks over combating climate change. Alden Meyer from the Union of Concerned Scientists says he's not happy with the current proposals.
Never have I seen the almost total disconnection we've seen here at COP25 in Madrid between what the science requires and the people of the world demand and what the climate negotiators are delivering in terms of meaningful action. The planet is on fire and our window of escape is getting harder and harder to reach the longer we fail to act.
Negotiators are working towards a deal that will see countries commit to make new climate pledges by the end of 2020. For more news, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.